Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
63 degrees. Morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
58 degrees. Good 04 hundred hours.
Party.
60 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred.
Mostly clear.
60 degrees. Morning. morning. Zero.
partly sunny.
Save. Node 0 1 8. Timeout. Good morning, 1000 hours.
Sunny.
70 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours.
Sunny.
77 degrees.
WLU Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Sunny.
78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Mostly sunny.
82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
82 degrees.
KE8MCH Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
83 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
82 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
80 degrees.
Oh, hi, Dave. Yeah, I'm using the $20 Quan Sheng I just bought.
Actually, it sounds pretty good.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I don't know about the... I'm in my basement, too. I don't know how good the reception is down here. It seems like the other cheap radio I got, it seems a little bit better, but... who knows?
Yeah, that's okay. Maybe a little bit of sound from you handling the radio or something while you're talking seems to be making some kind of, you know, noise, a bit of noise in the mic. But other than that, it sounds pretty good.
So I was able to flash the new firmware on it, and that seems to work just fine. So, you know, I'm probably should have actually bought another one or two just for kicks. I mean, $20. How can you beat that?
I don't know. I mean, we used to get cell phones for those kind of prices, and they lasted about as long as they did. So, are you now able to use Chirp to program it?
Well, no. So that's a little bit of a disappointment, although I don't know if I might be still doing something wrong, but I tried Chirp with it, and it didn't like it, and obviously the cable's working, because I was able to flash the new firmware, but still no Chirp.
Oh, okay, so you managed to figure out how to program it from the front panel, though, to get it on this machine?
Well, so I know what you're saying. Yeah, so, you know, it's the same, basically the same kind of programming from the front panel as the Baofen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think somebody was saying with the original firmware in it, you couldn't even program it from the front panel.
Oh no, that's not true at all. I mean, before I put this firmware on it, I did program, I don't know, one or two of the repeaters.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm just an innocent bystander. I don't have one of those myself, and I haven't been playing with it, so I don't know which is what.
Yeah, this seems lighter, if you can believe that, than the Baofen.
Must have a smaller battery.
Well, that's about as thingy too. Maybe it's the battery, but even if the battery's lighter, maybe, I don't know, it still might be just as good. I don't know. I haven't got a readout on battery life yet.
Yeah. Well, has anybody put it on a spectrum analyzer to see if it looks like a comb?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody's tried that yet. At least I haven't seen any YouTube videos to that effect.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. But some of the bow things didn't do very well in that department.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, you would think these guys would know, you know, get that and make some improvements, but I don't know. Maybe they're just interested in making cheap radios. I am kind of considering putting that little add-on board inside here, though.
Yeah, so if you open it up, you'll probably find out that it's all done with a single chip and maybe a couple of passive components.
Well, that's what the modification is, actually. And I don't know exactly what chip it is, but you buy this little board, and you take out a chip, and I think a capacitor. And then you solder this board right over that, and that gives you HF capabilities.
An up converter?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how it works. But the other thing you got to do to get a HF antenna is drill out the LED.
I love it. NASB.
KC6NU. Yeah, no, I do love it. I think this is a pretty cool thing. You know, I went to that Hope conference last weekend, and I met the guy. I don't know if you read the article. I met the guy who wrote the IEEE Spectrum article about the Quansheng, and that was kind of interesting to meet him. And I featured this Quansheng on one of my slides in my ham radio for hackers talk. And I don't know, it seems like a cool thing to me. Like I said, I should have bought one or two more of that, $20 a pop.
I guess. You know, I got, several QRP HF radios, of which they all have various goofy problems with them. And I guess I just finally got tired of, you know, the under $100 HF radio.
Well, that's understandable. But, like, you know, even if I didn't, like if I do buy this board, for example, and I manage to hose up a unit, well, who cares? It's $20. I can I'd try with a second one. You know, it's not like I don't have plenty of other handhelds around here to actually talk to somebody on the Aero or U of M repeater.
Oh, yeah. Well, so part of that, let's see, I've got a CYPMD380, I think is what the model number is. And it turns out that with a couple of little tweaks in there, I can essentially fix it up so I can flash it with firmware to make it run M17.
Well, see, that would be cool. I don't think you can buy those MD380s anymore, can you?
No, apparently not. And there was like two versions of them, and I have the one that actually requires a little bit more tinkering with it to get this to work. I'm also on the CSI mailing list because I have a CS700 that I got upgraded to a 750 at one point. And they've been working on an M17 project, but it's a little weird. They've been wanting people to essentially buy the radio for $50 off of what the eventual price is supposed to be to support their project, so that to support the developer so that he'll essentially finish the job up. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, I saw that too. I subscribed to that mailing list a couple of weeks ago. That's sort of like doing crowdfunding without, what's the name of that website where you do crowdfunding? Crowd Supply or something like that.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, though. The last email that was sent out was actively asking people about intellectual property and if they needed to talk to a lawyer or they would like to get information from people who knew something about intellectual property having to do with these codecs, particularly the ones from RVSI. And something about this, RVSI has a codec in Flash or in ROM that's encrypted. And when they run it, it decrypts itself and places itself in RAM to run, and that's supposed to stop the Chinese suppliers from ripping off their intellectual property. So this guy wants to know, if they take the image from the RAM and put it in Flash, is that a copyright violation?
Well, that's an interesting question. My guess is that it would be, but who knows?
I just think that they're dabbling in the wrong area if they think that they're going to try to find some way to get around the RVSI patent, because a patent is not the same thing as a copyright. And the notion that if you make slight changes to something so that you're not actually copying what it is they have, I think you can still run afoul of their patent, because the patent is the methodology, not the embodiment.
Yeah, you're right about that. So I guess the copyright is the expression of the idea. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's sort of the bigger picture here is that that's the first commercial radio with M17 in it, and I have to think about it a little bit more, but I'd almost be amenable to changing our DMI repeater to M17 or at least playing with it, just because. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I found DMR to be pretty disappointing.
This is NAFBE. Well, you'd probably find it very difficult to take a Motorola machine that we have and change that over from DMR to something else. You'd probably have to build something from scratch to put together an M17 repeater. And apparently there's a number of people out there that have been working on that kind of stuff and would be happy to help people put something together. I think the reason these guys are looking at this is because it's not the intellectual property rights over M17. It's the problem that they want to be able to also have the radio run all the other modes too. Run DMR and P25 and Yaesu Fusion and everything else that they can make. And typically up until now you haven't been able to do that because every time you do one of those modes, you license it from RVSI, and at retail it adds about $100 to the price of the radio.
Yeah, that's not going to go over too well. I don't know. We'll have to see how they do. I wonder how that company's doing, period. You don't really hear too much about them, and I just wonder how much they're selling, period.
It's kind of a one-man show. Jerry Wagner, I think, is his last name, but Jerry is the guy that essentially does this stuff, and he manages to sucker other people into helping him, buy radios from the Chinese and then modify them for the American U.S. market somehow. I don't know. There's always something goofy going on. Wow, look at this. There's a new laptop over here. And I didn't even know they were actually getting around to that yet. So they've actually done one of the streets here in our neighborhood.
We're supposed to be getting new blacktop finally tomorrow. Our street's been torn up for the last 2 months because they're putting in a new water main. And they finally, I think, got everything done except the final blacktop layer. And they're threatening to do that tomorrow. That's KB6 in you.
Yeah, this is NASTG. Well, this is the latest subdivision. What they've been doing is they've been redoing all of the concrete curbs. They've been fixing all the concrete curbs that have breaks or cracks in them, changing all the driveway access aprons. And then the last thing they do is they go through the milling machine and they take off several layers of blacktop that have been added on over the years. And then re-blacktop everything. So, yeah.
Now, that's what they did here on the areas where the old blacktop still existed. You know, they dug up half the street to replace the water main or install the new one, and the other half was just recently all shaved down. And hopefully, it'll all be done tomorrow. It's been 2 months here with this. They move the machines in at 7 a.m. and it's just a pain. Well, we better let these guys have the repeater back for the net. NASBE KB6 in you.
All right, very good. Our neighborhood's been upwards since March, but he started having all of the sewers replaced here first. And we had ours done too as well.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees.
All right, QST, good evening everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net. This is the director net, open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the NAB is to discuss governance, practice net controls, techniques, exchange information, and just that process. Break for fun. WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and echoing. I will take check-ins in the following order. For a short time, over the portable station, then Echo Link station, and finally all other stations. New hams are particularly welcome to them.
Hi, this is November 6th here at Bravo West. Pedestrian mobile.
In the coming months, and all in all, life is good. Just Here we are. It's life. Hope everybody has a good week, and I'll pass it back to Matt.
Okay, Mo, well, I'm very sorry to hear about the journey that your 11-year-old cat took, but there's good news with the Aero Club. So next up is ACATO Don, followed by KB6NU. And Don, I'm sure your weekend was very busy with CrowdStrike.
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Well, fortunately, pretty well got the department unfouled on Friday. And apparently now I have heard that apparently if you just keep rebooting over and over, eventually you'll get the fixed version. I've heard the count of 20 reboots, and I don't think that's a precise number. But in any case, we did save one of our emeritus faculty who was in Australia, and we had no ability to go visit him, but he got it going, and we got most of the rest. I stopped by the WAUM shack and got three of them working myself, and the other two, some of my students prepared a USB bootable stick that could fix it quickly, so things are pretty well recovered. I actually got up to the roof a little earlier. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. There were some questions about the roofers and the antenna cables and all, so John and I got our hard hats and went up there and talked to the roofers, and I think things are in pretty good order. It's a huge job they're doing there, but they seem to be doing pretty nice, careful work, so we will see what comes of that. On those quarantine radios, I picked one up at Dayton also. I've done nothing with it. I don't think I'm going to try to put the HF board in. I don't, my experience with the HF with an inadequate antenna or QRP radios in general has been very disappointing. I haven't had the best of luck with DMR either. So, but nevertheless, I would like to try the firmware with like the VHF spectrum analyzer and some of the bells and whistles. It's small and light and inexpensive, so I think it's a pretty good competitor for the Baofeng. It powers from a radio USB-C is another plus. So it's on my list of unfinished projects. Back to that, ACATO.
Hey, Don. Thanks for the update. We got LSAIT sent out instructions of how to boot into a safe mode and delete one file. And then things should reboot, but you have to be physically present at the machine, which is a problem. It is amazing that one file can bring down half the planet. Just one corrupted file can bring down half the planet. Amazing. So anyway, and good luck with the roofers. They're going to redo the roof on the Angel Hall Student Observatory, Angel Hall roof, and that they're going to raise it like 3 feet. So all of our telescope piers are now probably short tables. We'll have to see what they can do about that. Anyway, exciting times with the university. Never dull. Finally, on this first round through is KD6MU. Dan, how are you this evening?
Yeah, W84DSR in the net, KD6MU. Well, I tell you what, I am actually talking to you on a Quansheng. Get my Chinese radios right. And I bought one for $20 on Amazon Prime Day. I probably should have bought a couple more, actually. I was thinking I should have done that. But anyway, I didn't get around to it. I got the new firmware put on the radio, and with a little fussing around, you don't need the CPS to do that. You can do it from a web browser, but the web browser has to be a Chromium-based web browser. And the first one I tried, which was Opera, I had pop-up windows disabled. Well, you need the pop-up windows, too, which I've come to figure out. Anyway, after about almost an hour of screwing around with it, I did get the new firmware on. I'm still thinking about the HF board just for kicks. And with that, back to you. This is KB6NU.
Thanks again. Thanks for the update. Well, your audio sounds really good. So I would say your unit passes the audio test. And I would be afraid, given my thumb's approach to soldering, to try to insert that board. So I'd probably have to find somebody else to put it in. Anyway, With that, we've gone through all five stations on this lazy summer night. So let me see if there are any new stations wishing to check in to the WAUM Sunday Night Net. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. Please call now.
A WD0BCF.
Okay, I have WD0BCF on Echo Lake. Good evening, Larry. What's the news from Houston?
Okay. Hello, Pat, and with everything, you know, on the net. And we had the claims adjuster out and evaluated the roof and other parts of the backyard, and hopefully we'll be starting to restore it. Back to you, Pat.
This does seem to be the week of the roofers, doesn't it? So we hope the damage wasn't too severe and no damage was done to the inside of the house. Thank you for checking in again. And with that, we'll issue one final call. It's a short Sunday night net. We're 13 and a half minutes past the hour. So do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Any new stations or rechecks, please call WA4DSR now. Well, nothing heard, so we had a grand in all. And with that, we'll close out the net. And hope to hear all of you, same time, same frequency, next Sunday evening. And hopefully we'll get a bit more activity next week. Thanks, everyone, for checking in. Have a great, safe week, and good luck with the roofs. This is WA4DSR Claire.
Yeah, Alpha Whiskey, can you hear us?
Sound fine here.
And now I've got audio, and that's good. I was trying to check into the last of the net, but I'm glad my microphone works now. I guess I just had to replug it. Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango.
Yeah, I think you double a tat. I did the same earlier. I didn't have, so. But yeah, no, you sound fine.
You go for good. Glad to hear it. Just got finished with dinner and watched the NASCAR race earlier. So just not much else going on this evening. Yourself?
Oh, I'm just sitting on the front porch here and watching the birds. You know, that's one thing you do in the summer. Hey, you know, I taught a class last Saturday, and I once again told the story about one of you saying, but we haven't had algebra yet. I've used that story so often, I feel like I owe you a royalty or something.
Dollar every time.
Say that again?
Dollar every time.
I tell that story almost every time I teach a class.
Yeah. Did you make it to the airfare?
No, I my wife did, but I didn't.
Okay, yeah, I went for almost 9 hours on Saturday, or on Friday, and then for a couple hours on Saturday. Pretty fun. Honestly, the biggest thing is I just like people watching. So many different people around. So, I also was trying to. So there's a Facebook group, Michigan Scanner listeners, that I asked what radio system the volunteers were using, and found out that they were using a DMR system on 420 megahertz. So I tried to listen to that, but it wasn't working.
You mean the volunteers?
The volunteers that I guess the art fair committee gets the volunteers.
wonder if they set up a repeater somewhere.
Yes, there is the repeater is they can't remember the name of the company, but there is a company that does the system for them, and they do have a repeater on one of the newish apartment buildings downtown. Not sure why my attempt to listen to them didn't work, but I'll try again next time.
Well, you know, that's if you call it a good thing or bad thing about DMR is that you could, make everything sort of private. And you probably needed a different color code or something like that.
That's probably true. I have the MD380, which has a color code scan. I left that running for like 20 minutes, and it didn't seem to work. So I just tried using color code 11, which is what the guys on the Facebook group said, but it still didn't work. So yeah, color code 11. They said they were using group 500 and 600. They didn't tell me which time slot they were using. I did try both time slot 1 and 2, but, no luck. Do you do anything with DMR these days? I don't really. I dislike the audio. It's kind of difficult to listen to.
So, Dave, this is KB6NU. So, Dave and I were talking about this just before the net got started. And, I haven't been on the DMR repeater for months and months and months now. And my beef with it, the audio is kind of cruddy, but my beef with it is all the latency. You know, somebody makes a transmission, you got to wait 2 or 3 seconds before the next guy picks it up. And I don't see the advantage of it, right? I mean, here you and I are talking, I drop the carrier, you jump right in. But think about it, if we had to wait 2 or 3 seconds each, that's just kind of bizarre. What we were talking about is maybe we should, Arrow should play with the F-17 and see if that's a little bit more responsive. Why don't you go ahead, man? We'll see. Then pass it over to Augustine.
I was just going to say, running the DMR, that the latency is really a problem if you're doing check-ins and you have to wait like, 5 or 10 seconds between check-ins. And it's always kind of a surprise when someone starts talking, and it's really easy to miss someone's call sign because you never know when they're going to. When it's going to come through, it's sort of a surprise, and then suddenly there's a call thing. They're trying to copy. So the latency is really, really an issue. I don't think audio quality is an issue in stuff that's set up correctly, but I think what happens a whole lot is people run hotspots, and they don't adjust the frequency of their radio and their hotspots to match each other, so they're slightly off frequency, so they have a fair bit of packet loss, and then you hear the codec trying to do error correction and stuff, and I think that's where the audio quality issues come in. Also, I think some of the radios, I'm not sure if it's the radios or the codec itself, but a lot of people's voices are very different. Like if you heard Jay on the DMR net, you can't even recognize it's Jay. Or did you use that GD or whatever that number is, radio to check in on Monday? Because that might have been why you're voice sounded really, really completely different. It might just be the radio itself. Anyhow, I'm at AWC. This is WAW.
How's my audio? I turned it down to power level 2.
Boy, your audio is way, way, way down there, Gus. You said you were fooling around with the microphone. Maybe you got to fool around some more with it.
Any better?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
got too many options. it's like there's so many talkers that you can theoretically be on. Why would you be on one over the other? There's so many of them. So
anyway, I don't believe that M17 has any radio. Well, I'll tell you what, your audio still is way down there. I had to put the radio right up to my ear to hear you. What Dave and I are talking about is that one company, this Kinect Systems, is supposedly going to be bringing out a radio with M17 built in. So, and that MD380 you have supposedly can be programmed to support M17. But, you know, like Matt says, the problem with TMR is just the latency is a real killer.
How is my audio now? Maybe I was holding my microphone too far away from my face.
Nah, it's still pretty bad.
KE8PWD.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I just didn't know if there was a net going on or if it's just a chat. Hope you're all doing well.
Well, there was only a few check-ins to the net, so we ended early, and now we're just talking about the long latency of DMR. Are you still there, Matt? Want to take a transition?
Yeah, I'm still here, but I'm thinking we'll queue apply to the RPC in a second here, so I'll keep listening for a minute, but I don't really have any more to add.
Back
to
probably
Justin.
It's
WSU.
I'll be here as well. WA4DSR.
Go ahead, Pat.
Hopefully
my audio is okay.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit better, Gus. Go ahead, Pat.
I just want to say that on the Aero Saturday night net, about half the time when I transmit, I don't get recognized. But there's been no change to the radio or anything, so I don't know if I don't do the latency or if I'm doubling with somebody, but at least about half the times when I transmit, Matt does not recognize me as coming through the repeater, so very strange. With that, I'll QSY. Thanks for everybody. WA4DSR clear.
I'll jump in for a second, if I didn't double with everyone. You can, I think what happens is people double with the stations over the network. I think the stations over the network win if there's an RF station at the same time. So that's probably why WA4GSR is not I'm not hearing him like half the time. It's probably because of the doubling with the bad stations. And that's also an issue. Anyhow, back on to Justin. WA4GSR is really QSY this night.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to QSY as well. I still need to diagnose why my audio is on. I'm using the TYT-TH9800, and I'm not sure why my audio is so low. I'll see you guys over there on the 515.
All right, guys. I think it's intermittent connection. You were loud at that time, but it was intermittent. EAPWV, are you going to head over to the other repeater?
Yeah, Dan, I am. And hey, Gus, that almost sounded like over deviation, both on RF and then also on EchoLink here. All right, so we'll catch you all later. Good to hear you out there, Gus. I hadn't talked to you in some time, too. All right, take care, Dan. We'll talk to you another time. I want to try to catch up as well on CW issues. KE8PWV, I'm going to QSY after a moment here over to the RPC.
7-3, guys, you can clear.
W2PAT here. You have a station with the 9800 and the audio problem. I've been down that road. I had the exact same problems you're having. I wore out two microphones on those things. Radio's probably fine. The mics don't hold up well.
Wow, thanks for the input, man. Maybe I need to buy a new microphone. I've had this radio for probably 5 years, for the last, 2 years, I really haven't used it at all. I just haven't been doing much radio. I'm trying to pick it up again. But, yeah, maybe I need to buy a new microphone. I'm going to get over to the 515, and then maybe somebody could syntax check me to see how my audio does that way. W8AW2QF1 to the 515.
Okay, good luck. Yeah, after the second mic went bad with the wild audio, I just rolled my own with a commercial mic. Made up a custom adapter for that, and you know those are pretty solid. All right, it was the W2PAT.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.